the Bank of Cardiff. Jeremiah, how can I help you?
I received a flyer in the mail about a loan from my company. I have a reservation code if you want that.
Yeah, please. What is that?
2511 3101 0005 2316.
Okay, great. And the 914 number you called me on, is that a good number to call you back just in case the call drops?
That would be my cell phone, and it might possibly drop, so yes.
Okay. Good to know. And what's your first name, sir?
Alfred.
Alfred, okay. Alfred. And what is the name of your business there, Alfred?
It's JJ Bros, B-R-O-S, Incorporated.
JJ Bros. Okay, so it's not Quiznos?
It's Quiznos, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's the DBA?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Alfred, pulled your file up. Looks like we have you pre-approved here. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I'll see if I can kind of point you in the right direction.
Okay. The reason why I need the money?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Back in 2013, I had three stores.
Uh-huh.
With three sons running them, and I was retired. Well, two of them are closed up with a pretty good financial loss. This store that I have now for 15 years is the number two in the state. It still has decent revenues so I'm not closing it, obviously. But my three sons have been since gone, found work.
Uh-huh.
And I'm out of retirement.
Okay.
So I back in 2013, I took an ACH loan from New Logic, which then became Can Capital, and now it's back to New Logic. Okay, it was an ACH, and it went on for some long period of time.
Okay.
I finally worked out a deal with them that they will be getting $300 a week instead of whatever it was per day. I forgot, $190-something dollars a day, whatever.
Okay.
And that's been going on for a year and a half. Okay. I received a call from them, and they said, well, you know, you've been a long-term a client of ours, and we would like to get you off the books, and yada, yada, yada. Whatever's true is true. Whatever's not is not. I don't really care. They offered me $16,000 to get rid of $37,000, and told them that's a little high for me. And today I got a call back saying they'll take 10. So if I can get up 10, I lose $27,000. So that's what I'm looking to do.
Okay. Let me see here. How long, so are you in like a certain type of collections with them? Is that what that is?
That's an ACH loan. You know, the daily.
Yeah,
thing.
Okay.
I have a pretty good credit card rating. I mean, I pull in a lot of money with credit cards.
Uh-huh.
And basically they were doing that. Now they just come in every week on a Wednesday and take out, $300.
$300 a week, okay.
So I'm paying out $1,200 a month. I'd love to lower that down because, without getting political, I'm waiting for Trump to get into office and get all these people back on their asses, off their asses. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's see here. That was for 10. Now, I'm trying to think. I may be able to get you the 10K you're looking for, but the only option I really have for unsecured money like that would be similar to a daily payment again. I don't know if you want to go back into that.
No, I don't.
Yeah. I may be able to do a weekly
let me ask you this. What would 10 do? To get rid of 27,
how much would it cost you?
I have a whole bunch of things to people to call. I don't know how many of them, you know, say that they'll do a monthly or a weekly, but then really what happened with you just now, it's daily. What would a daily be on that kind of money?
Let me see. So if you borrowed, I mean, I really don't have like an exact number that I can give you because I really,
that's all right. That's all right.
I don't know. But if I was to guesstimate, let me see. 100.
I might offer them 6.
Yeah, I mean, well, it could go anywhere between 100 to 150 a day.
Yeah, no, that's not going to work.
Yeah. A lot of these places you're going to call, they're going to tell you that they can do this and they can do that. Just keep in mind, they're going to be trying to do the same thing. I'm just telling you up front because I don't want to waste your time.
Yeah, no, I know.
You know, so.
Yeah, no, I know.
I mean, if I can get you the 10 and it costs you maybe $3,000 or $4,000 to get the 10, it's still better. You're still saving 20, you know, 15,000, 10,000. No.
Yeah, but I got to think about cash flow. You know, I mean,
exactly.
Yeah,
you know, there's
money coming out every day.
I may be able to do something for you as far as like a credit card transaction loan. Have you heard of that? Like the MCA type of loan?
No.
Okay, so we have a program actually where if I get you a loan, what we do is we take like a percentage out. So I just helped somebody who owns a restaurant as well with the same type of program. They borrowed a lump sum of money of around $50,000, and they pay 12% daily of their credit card goes out to their loan. So there's no fixed amount that's actually going towards that loan. It's just 12% of whatever you do daily. So if you have a good day, then obviously you're going to pay more towards the loan. If you have a bad day, you're still not stressed over covering that full payment. It's only 12% of what you do Monday through Friday there.
Daily?
Daily, yeah.
Yeah. And
so, but what's neat about it is that it just fluctuates based on your sales.
Right. Is it Saturday and Sunday also?
Good question. I think it could be Saturday and Sunday as well. I'd have to find out exactly. That's a good question.
What's the interest rate on that?
It all depends. The interest rate actually just depends on, you know, your personal credit, how long you've been in business. There's a lot of factors, so I don't have like a specific rate. We kind of work with it. What I do is I try to get you approved first. Once we get you approved, then we can kind of work with the numbers and find something that you're comfortable with. The hard part is getting approved. If we can get you approved, then the easy part would be finding out a number that works for you.
All right. How do I get directly? I'm gonna sit down and figure out what that is a day based on what I do a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do I get directly back to you?
Here, my direct line here is 858.
Mm-hmm.
909.
Mm-hmm.
8867.
Your name?
Jeremiah.
Okay.
Okay, and what's a good email for you that I could just shoot you my info so you just have it?
Okay. F is in Frank, J is in John, P is in Peter.
Uh-huh.
O, and N is in Nancy, Z is in Zebra. So it's FJPONZ.
Okay.
At yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. Great. Yeah, I'll just send you my contact info, and if you ever want to just shoot me an email or...
Yeah, well, let me just ask you. So getting approved is the hard part. So I'm in business 15 years.
Okay.
I'm doing half a million a year.
Okay. What are your credit card transactions like? Because that's what it's going to be focused on, because that's what we're looking at. What do you guys do like a month? How many tickets are you doing?
Well, I got to look that up.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to get back to you on that. I just thought maybe you could either say yeah, continue or forget it right now. But
well,
I
think there's definitely something we can do to be upfront with you. The whole working capital part, that unsecured with that fixed payment, it just doesn't sound right. You know, like I don't feel comfortable. I don't think it's something that you're looking for, and it may cost you more than really what it is. And I don't want to over leverage you or your business. So
I know. Okay. So, yeah, that's what happened with Can Capital, you know. Eventually, after years of them taking every day, the revenues were dropping. Just don't believe what the economy's like. It sucks. And half the country's on food stamps, which isn't good for a restaurant. But anyway.
Absolutely, I understand.
All right, I will look into this and get some more figures for you and give you a call back. And then if you think from what I tell you as far as the number of transactions and what the credit card revenues are, then we'll continue.
Okay, sounds good. All right, Alfred, you're welcome.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.